It is 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, January 18, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And while we were on the break, I took our guest, Dr. A. True Ott's suggestion and decided to go look up Summit Supercomputer. And yes, there is an article there that everybody needs to read. It's on the website, scitechdaily.com. That's scitechdaily.com. And I'm hoping our producers are going to post this, because the title of it is Summit Supercomputer Harnessed for Quantum Supremacy Milestone. And the topics range from Department of Energy, Google, Oak Ridge National Laboratory, quantum computing, supercomputer, and NASA is involved in this thing. It's a joint research team. Google is involved. I'm looking at a picture of this stuff, Dr. Ott. I mean, this stuff, there's like banks of these things that are taller than me. They look like they're water cooled. And I mean to tell you, this is like just roomfuls of these things by, it says IBM Summit all over these things. And they're like one, two, three, four, five, seven rows of these things. And you're telling us in this last hour what these things are capable of doing. Do you want to elaborate on that a little more?
Oh, yeah. If you follow the what quantum computing is versus the regular binary computers like that Bill Gates built his Microsoft fortune on, you know, and Steve Jobs and Apple. And no, the quantum goes deeper into the infinity of the decimal points. In a nutshell, it absolutely can go interdimensional. Now, that's the, my goodness, back when, remember, the NSA was building their huge data collection center here in Utah, and I came and organized a grassroots protest saying, you know, we shouldn't be allowing this until we, the people, know more about it. It's just too secret. Because we went actually and engaged some of the computer IT tech personnel from the Air Force that were coming in under contract with Nellis Air Force Base. And they were telling me, yeah, well, we're kind of compartmentalized. We don't know the whole thing, but we do know that the manufacturer of this is not even American. They're not the U.S. It's out of Canada. And the D-Wave quantum computers should concern people. And when we were discussing them, we actually met them in a McDonald's restaurant, because we were watching the personnel come out of, and they were sat, and I started a conversation. The next thing I know, we were both accosted by military intelligence, and they were escorted off, and we were told to leave the premises. I said, "No, wait. This is public. This is a public restaurant. McDonald's is not owned by the government." And it was stunning. But what you have to realize, the NSA's data collection center and literally dozens of similar facilities underground have been tied in to this Summit supercomputer. It's artificial intelligence driven. What you have to realize is, again, let me give you a scripture here, Ephesians 6, verse 12. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're talking about artificial intelligence that taps in now to basic intelligence that basically hates the human race. They hate humanity. That's the big secret. Oh, I get it. Oh, wow, that's really wild conspiracies nonsense. No, it isn't. Listen, we're not making this stuff up about what Summit's capabilities are and how it interfaces with massive amounts of NSA data collection centers that mine everything you post on Facebook, on Twitter, on social media, and every single email you push. This communication today on this radio show is monitored. Everything is monitored. It's not conspiracy theory. It's science. It's fact. Now, why is all this important? Because it goes back into one word: control. You see, if you lose your autonomous ability to think for yourself, okay, to make your own way in life, you have a chain around your neck. You're a slave. You are no longer free. Okay? the founding of this country was based on freedom of the masses. Give us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses yearning to be what? Free. To come here, to make this republic of the people, by the people, for the people. That's what we're about here. And we lose sight of that. This is really the battle we're facing here, okay? Do we want to be free, or do we want to be nothing but cyborg, altered state, you know, basically the Ray Kurzweil ideal of transhumanism? Now, I, for one, I got to tell you, this is the hill I will die on. I don't know about you, but if I can't live free and my grandkids and my great-grandkids can't live free, I'd rather die. I'd rather be dead in the ground. This is the hill I will die on. So, I mean, we can, it's all tied into that. You see, this so-called shot is all about putting the ingredients to start the transhumanism going. And then that's why there's multiple boosters and why this will never end. All right? There, and it's all irrational fears. See, people are said, well, I don't want to get sick. You know? And let me tell you the big problem as I see it, okay? This is the gospel according to Dr. Truot. America has become, we're a sick, sick nation. Back, you know, when we were fighting the Hun and Adolf Hitler in the 1940s, and, you know, we were a healthy, relatively healthy civilization, a society. We aren't today. We are a sick society. What did the Supreme Court just recently rule about vaccine mandates? The Supreme Court ruled it's okay to mandate health care workers. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Do you realize what? Go ahead.
Oh, no, all these frontline people that were there, that were being exposed, that dealt with this before the jab even came out, all of a sudden now have to take this? I mean, they've created a second class of citizenry by excluding everybody else, and now we have nobody here to treat the sick when something happens, because they're all forced to take something they don't want in order to keep their job. So they're killing them economically.
Well, let me go even further than that. Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you for that. But look at who constitutes the healthcare workers. We're not talking just about frontline nurses and doctors. Healthcare workers, you realize that there are, as of the U.S. Census Bureau reports, the healthcare industry is the number one biggest sector of all U.S. workers. It accounts for 14% of all U.S. workers. That's the 2019 community survey on the U.S. Census. Wow, think about that. Now, that's just the, so 22 million or 14% of all U.S. workers now have just been mandated by the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay, but it goes even deeper. Think about it. Actually, if you look at the support base, one out of every seven workers is directly employed in the healthcare industry. But what about all the health insurance? What about the medical device manufacturing and sales? And look at what really drives Wall Street. Let me tell you, we are a Rockefeller sick nation driven society. End of story. Do you realize, this is the U.S. statistics. Every single year, give or take a couple, you know, 100 million, there's 4.2 billion with a B drug prescriptions filled in the United States. Now we've got 330 million people, right? Do the math. That's 13 average prescriptions for every man, woman, and child in America. 13 of them. And we wonder why people get brainwashed into going up and getting the jab?
That's some scary stuff, Dr. Ott.
See?
That's some real scary stuff.
Well, I mean, not to, I don't want to scare people. I want to wake people up. can't
believe. Well, you're doing that, I'm sure. Our listeners, I want our listeners to get on the phone, Dr. Odd, and call up because I know they got questions. Because the first thing, should I ditch my cell phone? That's probably one of the first things people are thinking, especially if they got the jab and they're coming in contact with this program for the first time. 844-769-2944 is the number. And we're going to be here till the bottom of the hour with Dr. Ott. And I continue. What you have this chain of thought that has got me going now, because I'm seeing Internet of Things, and after reading what I just read about the supercomputer and what their capabilities are and how these things are networked underground all across the country, I mean, they've got data on everybody, and literally we're all like ticking time bombs.
Well, I had a close friend. She's called herself a forensic nurse, Rachel Sellers. Just flat out, she's a ex-Navy nurse. She reminds me a lot of Joyce Riley, bless her heart, a young version of Joyce Riley. She's down in the Florida region. She sent me over the weekend her boyfriend was flying into Tampa airport and took a picture because it was dark as he was flying in. Here's all of these street lamps, and from the airline, it looked like it's a bunch of black purple lights glowing. And he says, this is a mosaic of purple lights that I've never experienced before. She sent me the picture, and she says, Dr. Roth, why are they making these street lights purple? I just said, one wife says, listen, it's 5G interconnection nodules. It's modules of the 5G connection. And she said, you're joking. I says, oh, I wish I was. No, it's all a concerted effort. See, the street lamps are all being put into the Internet of Things to tie into the summit. And every municipality, large city, even smaller cities, are buying into this because, oh, we've got to save the kilowatt hours. We've got to cut down our usage and all this to save the planet, right? It's all that green stuff. No. What's going involved in these new streetlights are absolute 5G interfaces. And they need the black lights to basically read the individuals that have been vaccinated. It's monitoring. It's a monitoring system.
Oh, my.
And she was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I said, no, follow it through. Follow the links to Summit, the big computer at Oak Ridge. Then follow it through to the edicts put out. Again, this has not happened just in the last 2 or 3 years. It's been going for the last decade. It's a concerted plan. And there's a couple whistleblowers. That's why I put that the 5G apocalypse in there. This Richard Steele, I've talked to him myself over the years, and he's dissected these street lamps, these LED lights, and absolutely has all the proof this is absolutely tied in to the Internet of Things and their 5G monitors. See, without the 5G, they wouldn't need to change out all these street lamps. But again, you need to have the interface in the human body to tap you in and tie you in to the Internet of Things. That's just how it's all related.
Amazing.
Oh,
all
goodness.
Right, Charles. Yeah. Yeah, Charles in Ohio, you are on the phone with Dr. Truott. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you're both well. I just wondered if the doctor could relate this back to the earlier pandemic and the vaccinations that were given to the troops at the time and the rollout of AC power across the country.
Well, that's a very good question. Yes, indeed. It goes back to who is controlling this whole narrative, and it goes back to the John D. Rockefeller Empire. Do you realize that the 1918, that the entire pandemic back then was entirely and completely due to Rockefeller vaccinations? Think about
that.
Yeah,
that was
it's absolutely
information
true.
I was... Yeah, it also, I think it relates to something that happened to you and Stanley Myers, because a lot of people see AC power that was Westinghouse versus Edison, but there's more information in there about those two gentlemen and about how they control the power throughout the United States.
Absolutely. It is a power grab at the highest level. And it's we really can't hope to change things until we get a handle on what's really happening. And we can't turn to our controlled mainstream media. They are complicitly giving false information. You have to, you know, this radio show and others is the mainstream media now. You have to look at this for answers. I just say, you know, don't get rid of your cell phone as much as get rid of your TV and watching the nightly news. That's programming your mind and making you doubt.
I heard that that was the whole idea with digital television, the ability of them to do subliminal programming. I just wondered if you'd comment on one other subject. I wondered if you'd done any work with deuterium depleted water.
Oh, golly, yes, indeed. Yes, I've been doing DDW when it didn't even know what it was. Again, it goes back to Linus Pauling's formulations of how to make the minerals. And you have to start with the purest water available, which means you have to strip it of deuterium, which is basically a long story. But, following it to a 6- and 7-stage process, water changes its structure. You realize that our water that we use for our mineral formulations actually have a much lower freeze point than regular deuterium full water. Our water actually goes down to 27.2 before freeze point, not 32. When I found this out, I did talk to Dr. Pauling, and he said, well, it's all about deuterium, and that's a whole nother subject on the nuclear industry, right? Water is so amazing. It is. That's why it's part of my book, The Wellness Secrets of Life. Man, you've got to have water starting the whole process of cellular compounding, okay? And we take water for granted. We think and go buy some bottled water here or there, or go get, you know, just put a filter on your water and drink tap water. It's so much more than that, really. And if you want to really get the cell protection, water is key, and DDW water is now kind of an in thing. And, yeah, check it out. Deuterium depleted water, DDW. It's rightfully becoming a good craze, in my opinion. Okay.
Some of you attribute all aging, human aging, to that, and they mined it several hundred feet below the ice on the mountains, and that's how they thought some of the longest-lived cultures achieved their longevity. And I don't know, would you relate any of that to, like, the ages of the people in the biblical era they give out?
I do, yes. The Hunza people that was studied, it wasn't so much their minerals. It was the glacial water that they drank, in my opinion. I read all about the Hunza studies. Yeah, they were probably the most longest-lived, healthiest people that's ever been studied, in living well over 125, 130 years. And so, yeah, it's about what causes cellular, you know, aging. Aging is basically an action of free radicals that attack and basically that's what really is aging, is free radical damage. So if you can stop that or slow it down, yes, it makes logical sense. It would be anti-aging and kind of the elixir of youth. And, yes, I do think something happened in the biblical era after Noah, that something electromagnetically changed in the earth, water. I believe that fully, completely, yes.
Well, from what I understand, we get up in the morning and we replenish our water, and that goes to the APT cycle in the cell, which is the nanomotor that controls our energy.
Oh, yeah. It's all related. All related.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for the information. That's very interesting, Doctor.
Well, we appreciate your call and your comments there, Charles. We appreciate that. We are getting ready to come up to the break. in a couple of minutes, and I'd like to invite Dr. Ott to stay with us after the break because I know you've got some phone calls. If Charles is calling, I know other people have itchy fingers and they're tempted to get on the phone and ask questions. My biggest one that I'd like to get into after the break is what we can do if we haven't taken the jab, because there's a big percentage of America that have woken up and they understand what's going on. They are not woke per se. They're not buying in and drinking the Kool-Aid. Everybody else is. But the thing is if they're not, and we, and there's some way to fight off getting vaccinated and getting this chemical or compounds and nanotechnology inside of us, is besides that, is there any way that we can fight and disarm ourselves so that we are not subjected to 5G?
Absolutely. There is solutions, and they're all natural. And it's amazing because, you know, it's not the hand of man that we have to rely on. It's spirituality. It's absolutely our becoming in tune with our Creator, really. And that's the answer to me. But I'll get into specifics because the Russian government, again, when going back to the Moscow signal, they knew and they had all the studies they have done in the 50s and 60s. And how to block and attenuate these signals. And it goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 50, where, you know, for everything that the enemy thinks is a weapon against us, the Lord God Almighty has a natural remedy that can turn what is meant for evil to be good for us. So that's the good news. There is good news with this, okay?
All right, and I'd like to pick that conversation up after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We're here with Dr. A. True Ott, and this man is a wealth of knowledge, and I did some of the research. I've already bookmarked that. I've sent the bookmark over to our producers for the SciTech Daily article. I just found out about the Summit computer. For those of you who don't know about this quantum wave computer, you can check on those links when we email them to you. Get on thepowerhour.com and sign up to get the email blast if you've not already. We'll bring Dr. Ott back for more of your questions after the break. Dave Krieger here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. This is Tuesday. That's right, January 18th, 2022. We have Dr. A. True Ott with us on the phone, and this is probably the first time that I have kept a guest over for an hour, over longer than 1 hour on this show, folks, because now we're getting into something that obviously our government knows all about. They've been planning this strategy. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the Chinese weren't involved. The thing is now, you know, I was alluding to another question, and I opened up the phone lines, 844-769-2944. In case you want to chime in, we're not going to keep Dr. Ott much longer. So if you have a question, pick up the phone and speak to us, all right? This is your opportunity to ask a question like, do I get rid of my cell phone? You know, these are things that if you have not been vaccinated or gotten the jab or gotten the shot, don't have that magnetic hydrogel floating around in your system, whether it's in your testicles, your ovaries, or in your brain, with graphene oxide, as Dr. Andreas Nowak, who was murdered by German police 4 days after he released the findings that graphene oxide was definitely in the jab, along with all this other nanotechnology. Do we need to get rid of our cell phones, Dr. Ott?
Well, that's something each person is going to have to determine. And I don't think it's the cell phones that is the real problem. The cell phones just pick up a receipt. They receive things, okay? It's the waves that carry it is the problem. And so you need to shield yourself from them. And you can shield your cell phones and what's called in a attenuate the wave. Let me just talk real quick, and then we don't have a lot of time left.
Right.
But everything that is put out as far as a carrier wave, whether it's Wi-Fi, whether it's smart signals, okay, from your smart meters, right, you can measure them, and if you have a sophisticated enough piece of equipment, you can actually tell if what kind of a torsion or wave field it produces. There's either a right-hand spin or a left-hand spin, okay? Most artificially generated electromagnetic pulses are left-hand torsion spin. So why is that problematic? Because, you see, your deoxyribonucleic acid, your DNA, is a right-hand helix, a spin. And your vital field, your energy force that actually keeps you alive and makes your cells function is also dependent upon that right-hand field of energy. So here goes. This goes back to Dr. Pauling's work. Actually, we go full circle. And there's a large number of researchers in the ex-Soviet Union, now Russia, that have verified this as part of their directed energy weaponry shielding. Okay, you can actually take a 5G 2.4 gigahertz wave and attenuate it back so that it actually goes into a right-hand spin. Now, this is, I mean, I spent the last 18 months just going cross-eyed looking at all these studies. I had to interpret them into English from Russian, many of them. But it's exciting because they've identified a way to do that. It evolves back into nanotechnology because nano is the key to this thing, okay? When you have Mr. Nowak and his work, my God, what an absolute part of the puzzle that was. Yes, that this graphene hydroxide and these little razor blades that do their functional work, you bet, absolutely. How do you basically negate those, you see? Well, it goes back into, again, what is nano, what is the buckyballs, so-called carbon-60 that's used to build these? And Andrea, Mr. Nowak was indeed one of the top five research scientists on this. I talked to him years ago, actually. Another gentleman I know personally that has the largest nanotech building block company in the Czech Republic actually also verified it. The buckyballs form what's called C60 or carbon-60, okay, in all of the structures. Now, carbon-60 forms these nano lattice works in a pentagonal or five-sided structure, okay? What the Russians know, and I'm sure now it's probably across the board of nanotechnology, there's a natural substance that forms is called carbon-70. It's made naturally. Okay, carbon-70 has in its nanostructure a hexagonal or six-sided, like a honeycomb. Looks identical to a honeycomb under the neuron microscopes, okay, neutron microscopes. There, the lattice work is different, and it has a different energy field. The right-hand spin is always part of what's generated by that carbon-70. So what I'm saying to you is there is naturally occurring mineral substrates that have been shown to attenuate these harmful waves. So rather than give up your cell phone, you can actually attach this to the cell phone, and you can verify that instead of being a harmful wave, I did this little experiment, okay? Take a cell phone, place it into, I have a bunch of, in my patio, I had a bed of sugar ants, little tiny ants, right? Just hundreds of them. I put my cell phone down, and you know what? They started going all around in a left-handed circle. It's amazing. I watched it, and I said, holy mackerel. And then I dialed my cell phone and turned it on. Then the circle went about 2 feet around it, where they were like about 6 inches around it before. These ants know. Yeah. I wish I wanted to replicate it and do a video on it, okay? Left-hand torsion field is harmful to the cellular terrain. That's why cell phones are linked to cancer. It's a carcinogenic problem. But if you can attenuate that by means of this protective substances and turn that same into a right-hand spin, you're basically strengthening the cellular terrain. Now, isn't that kind of exciting?
It is.
Yeah.
Sherry in Kansas, you are on the phone with Dr. Ott. What's your question?
Yes, Dr. Ott, I always love it when I hear you. I know you probably know something about this because you seem to know something about everything. Voice-to-skull technology and how individual can they aim that? And is that, I know it's been around a while, at least I heard of it. Is it playing into this stuff at all?
Wow, that is a good question. Yeah, the V2K. That's all, again, part of the operation, all the studies done by Delgado and others and MK Ultra, right? Yes, it does play into it, but utilizing microwaves for voice-to-skull, it's beyond the FCC range of carrier waves, okay? The V2K technology is, I wrote papers about this years ago. It utilizes 66 and higher gigahertz. The U.S. military, through DARPA, has developed technology to do that, but it's reserved for the spooks, the CIA, the spy networks, okay? It's very real. They do it. The active denial systems, you might have seen the ADS. There's another. If you haven't heard of active denial systems or ADS,
yes.
Again, Google that up. It's a microwave that they use to basically start to boil your skin. It's very hot. That's a concentrated 60-plus gigahertz wave. So in a less concentrated form, the 66 gigahertz can do the voice-to-skull modulation, where in your brain you actually hear voices and hearing them directing you. Fortunately, that's not allowed in the FCC spectrum. Okay, so
do you think that's what they might have used there in Iraq during Gulf War I to get all those Iraqis to just quit? You know, how they say they walked out.
I have heard from credible sources they did use that in experimental broadcasting, yes. A lot of the Iraqi guard, the special guard, actually in debriefing said they heard voices, thought it was Allah speaking to them. I think so, yes.
And what about Armageddon? Is that, you know, that that is a fact, that the Army does have that weapon where they can point that and disconnect people's neural firing in their system? That is out there, is it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, what's funny is these Jesuits that are making this happen, Dr. James Giordano of Georgetown, he's the basically the spokesman of all these neurological weapons. Again, you can do your own homework on Dr. James Giordano. He gave a debriefing at the U.S. Naval War College, and he admitted all this has been deployed and it will be deployed against the civilian populations of America and the world in the very near future. I mean, he's like admitting that it's a neurological warfare against we the people, and I'm there's no place in this in a free society.
There certainly isn't. Cherry from Kansas,
thanks.
I thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Boy, this is just amazing. And this is one of the reasons I have a Faraday bag, because I can put my cell phone in there and that will literally block everything.
Right.
Oh, my.
Right.
This has gotten really deep, sir. We're going to have you back on the show again, because I'm seeing a whole lot of things that all of a sudden are starting to make sense to me. And we really appreciate you being on the program to expound on this. It's beyond me that they actually would even think to do something like this. But I'm going to research Dr. James Giordano and find that speech, and we're going to post that online on the Power Hour, because people need to read this stuff and understand what's going on. We have a lot of researchers out there, and we really appreciate your time, Dr. Ott, being on our show with us today.
My pleasure, Dave. God bless you. And, again, I just want to say real quickly, Giordano in that speech actually admitted to creating the 2008 swine flu problem. It's all a radiation that he used to create the symptomology. He admits it.
Oh my!
Stunning.
All right, we're gonna okay. We'll get into this a little bit later. We're gonna have you back on the show. This is why I know, folks, that Dr. A. True Ott. This is why I know why he's a regular guest on this program, because this is stuff right here that is not conspiracy theory. This is technology, and even the Bible talks about. And in the latter days, science and technology will increase. It talks about that. And now what they've done, and this is a sad state of affairs, folks, they've done this with our tax dollars. They've done it with our tax dollars. They're using it against us.
I just go back again to Matthew chapter 24, where our Lord and Savior talks about what will happen just before his return, the so-called tribulation. Just one simple little sentence sums it up. This war against we the people is all about this. The love of many will wax cold. The love of many will wax cold. When you start depressing the VMAT2 genes, people will start going into what's called the basal ganglia, reptilian part of the brain. It's all about them and about their well-being and what's in it for them, not about what's in it for other people through charity. And that's what's happening as we speak. As we speak, that's what's happening. They're suppressing the VMAT2 gene that regulates our very emotions of love. I can't say any clearer than that. That's what's happening.
And so all these symptoms that people think they're getting, and they're running to all the testing sites to get these PCR tests that don't work, is all being generated by this garbage.
I was privileged to interview Dr. Kerry Mullis when he first came out with it, received his Nobel Prize. I like to think he was my good friend, and because what his work done dovetailed so well into Dr. Pauling's terrain theory. See, the polymerase chain reaction, PCR, polymerase is an enzyme built by minerals. Minerals are coenzyme factors. All the polymerase chain reaction shows is the level of toxicity and the terrain, because your body manufactures these viruses. You don't catch them. You make them. Now,
that's amazing.
That's a game changer.
So the thing is, I mean, folks, use the logical reasoning God gave you. Here's the deal. You got somebody creating a virus. You got the government with the media backing them, spinning the narrative, got everybody thinking that this is what's happening. And, I mean, all of this stuff is working in tandem, and everything, Dr. Ott, you've just said on this program is making more sense to me and a lot of other people, because it's all working in tandem to force you to get a jab that they can utilize 5G to manipulate your brain and force you to have symptoms that make you think you have COVID, when in fact they're manipulating your genetic therapy and all of what's going on. Your whole genetic makeup is being altered right there, to the point where literally they could actually create a cytokine storm within the bodies of people who are not well.
That's it in a nutshell. That's absolutely correct. We have so many things to understand about the virome, the human virome. What really is a virus? Viruses are so, they're not living, they're not breathing, they're not defecating. They're small particles that Dr. Hildreth at Johns Hopkins in 1984 named an exosome. Exosomes and coronaviruses are one and the same thing. Okay, your body just simply does not catch viruses. They manufacture them. Now, is the gain-of-function test of Fauci and the rest of these miscreants, is that real? You bet it is. They have done the gain-of-function. There is a SARS-CoV-1. There is a SARS-CoV-2. There is an MERS. These are gain-of-function, absolutely created Chimera laboratory viruses. But they have to have that to show, you see, that this is the culprit. It's not what's causing. You cannot catch SARS-CoV-2. You have to have it injected into you. You cannot catch HIV/AIDS. You cannot catch West Nile virus unless a mosquito bites you and injects it into you. You cannot transmit a virus. That's number one in Virology 101. My goodness. That's a game changer, isn't it?
And America, yeah, it is. And Americans have fallen for this. A majority of us have. Some of us, like yourself, knew this was coming, or, you know, and you've been screaming from the rooftops, and people have not been listening, and I think they are now, to be quite honest with you. Thank you so much for your time on the phone today, Dr. Ott. I'm going to get back to some news here, because we've got a few little loose ends I got to tie up, and thank you so much for your time. We're going to have you back on the show very soon. Thank you.
Be well, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Be well. You did the same. Thank you, and God bless you, sir. All right. By the way, Pfizer has come out with, on the Epic Times, claiming that a second booster shot of the vaccine induced antibodies, but likely not at a level high enough to protect recipients against infection from the Omicron virus variant, according to Israeli researchers. I really think, after listening to what I just heard, that this whole thing you need to take with a grain of salt. If in fact what they're doing, and you live in a market that has 5G rolled out, I know one of the first things I would be doing, given the conversation I just had, I'd be calling my cell phone provider and asking them when 5G is being rolled out in your market. That's number one. Two, I really think strongly about going back to a landline. I already have a meter cover that protects EMF, because all of these smart meters emit electromagnetic frequency, and I've already put a block on my smart meter. You can buy these in the market. They're in the marketplace, and you can get them. And basically what they do is they damp all of that EMF coming out of the smart meter, and especially if it's on your house, unfortunately, the way that my whole setup is, I don't have it. I have it on a power pole outside, and it's completely covered up. So none of that is going to get to my house. Those of you who have had the smart meter actually attached to the wall of your home, this stuff is radiating inside. And as you get near it, there have been people who have been reportedly getting dizzy and even passing out, standing in front of their electric meter, reading their meter. And you stand in front of that for too long, and it's especially a smart meter. It's putting out EMF, and pretty soon you start feeling dizzy and sick. So, you know, this is what you should know. This I've done the research on. So this is nothing. When we align this with electromagnetic pulse, with the Armageddon device that Dr. Ott just verified does indeed exist, where they can point this conical-shaped device at a person and literally shut off all the electricity in your body, and you drop right there. Other news we got to get to here before we conclude today's session. Ron Paul has been banned on Facebook after quoting Pfizer's CEO. And apparently, you know, you know, never mind that these people have been wrong countless times. You challenge the status quo and you're censored into oblivion. And so one of the most egregious fact checks happened after Pfizer's CEO Borla made a statement during an interview with Yahoo Finance on January 10th, speaking in reference to the Omicron variant. He said, "We know that two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any." Naturally, of course, Ron Paul challenged this and got beat up and canceled from Facebook. Dr. Joe Mercola has an article we're going to be posting online on your email blast, How to Prevent a Cytokine Storm. This is a something that happens in the system leading to sepsis, organ failure, and death. It will happen more so in people who have gotten the jab. And see, the thing is, until you have people like Dr. Ott explain the fact that the jab has the nanotechnology in it, and you wonder why people are dropping dead. Some people are very hypersensitive to the drugs that are in this, to the nanotechnology. They develop brain clots. They develop myocarditis. They develop transverse myelitis. They develop a number of different neurogenic disorders that all of a sudden cause their system to shut down. This is why you see some people dropping dead now rather than later, because then it can't be tied to the jab, nor can it be tied to 5G. If what he's saying is true, if what Dr. Ott says on this program, and we've had him on here for well over an hour and taking your calls, I mean, the logic all of a sudden makes sense when you see how all of this information is tied into a supercomputer that our government has access to. Edward Snowden was right. He is our hero. The government is not. Oh, by the way, the little black book I was telling you about, Ghislaine Maxwell has, well, guess what? She has ended her fight to keep 8 of these John Doe secret, and I got a feeling that because Epstein reportedly tried to whitewash the Clinton ties, saying that Bill Clinton never got on the Lolita Express, well, you got to wonder whether or not that's one of the 8 that's there. And it was supposedly linked to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. That would have really muddied the waters. Well, you know, there's 8 names there that may come out here soon, according to what we're hearing. Breitbart's reporting, if you're going to travel to the Aloha State, you may want to think twice, because now the state's going to require visitors to have booster shots to be fully vaccinated. This is not going to end, folks. You might as well put your plans off to travel to the Aloha State. They obviously want to kill their tourism business. This is one way to do it. Boycott the Aloha State. And I hate to say this if you live in Hawaii, but you know what? It's these people in the state, this democratically controlled blue state, Hawaii. They're the ones that are setting this. Governor David Ige, you want him out? Vote him out. Change your legislature. That's the only way this is going to change, folks. Otherwise, you're going to live in hell. By the way, those of you people using WhatsApp, get off it now. RT is reporting our own government is using it to spy not only on foreign nationals, but also everybody using it, including American citizens. Get off WhatsApp. That is a warning. The FBI has been silent on the January 6th used by Whitmer kidnapping defendant to buttress case for dismissal. I already told you the FBI is a liar. All this stuff is now coming out. We're going to have that story for you on your email blast if you subscribe to it. By the way, you remember all that stuff laying around at the border there, especially in Arizona? All that millions of dollars of scrap metal used to build the wall that's not being built? Well, guess what? It's going to sell for pennies on the dollar. You realize, folks, that you paid for this with your tax dollars, and now it's going to get sold to whoever wants it for pennies on the dollar? Seriously, this is nuts. Google is mandating weekly COVID-19 tests and surgical masks for its employees at all of its facilities. You really want to look on Google now instead of DuckDuckGo? There's other platforms you can use besides Google. We have been so conditioned, like Kleenex, when you think of tissue, or puffs, rather than just tissue to blow your nose in. You know, it's like Google has now been a conditioned word, like iPhone has been a conditioned word. It's nutty. This is why the Republicans are gaining large numbers of voters in 2021, according to the recent surveys, because people are getting sick and tired of this narrative. Michigan undercounted COVID-19 nursing home deaths by 30%, according to an audit. You can thank your little commie Governor Gretchen Whitmer for that. We have a lot of other stuff that we're not able to uncover and talk about on the show. But here again, all you have to do is just subscribe to thepowerhour.com's email blast, and you can get all the news that we missed covering today. Ladies and gentlemen, I know some of this may sound scary to you. You just have to put your faith in God and move forward. That's all I have to say in the meantime. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.